Finally today, baseball season is getting underway here and in South Korea. Korean baseball fans, like their American counterparts, can be pretty passionate about the sport. But the three Korean fans we're about to meet started their own podcast about baseball, even though they can't watch the games. Jason Strother in Seoul explains.
Kwon Soon-chul remembers as a kid tuning into the radio to catch the ball game. Kwon, now 35, says what he heard over the airwaves fascinated him.
As a totally blind person, I can't enjoy the game visually. So I concentrate on the sounds of the game. The catcher catching the ball, the batter hitting the ball. I like the energetic sound of the game.
Kwon says what annoys some sighted people about baseball is the same thing that makes it so accessible to the visually impaired, the slow pace. Other sports move too fast to follow, but baseball broadcasters describe the action on the field play-by-play, and there's a lot of downtime to talk about things like a player's stats, Kwon says. His friend, Lee Chang-hoon, who's also blind, is a huge baseball fan too. He even threw out the opening pitch during a Korean League game in 2012. Lee shows me the video using his smartphone's text-to-speech utility to search YouTube.
When I stood on the mound and heard the crowd shouting, I can't explain how nervous I felt, but I fulfilled one of my dreams.
How was the pitch?
I guess it wasn't that great. The camera couldn't even follow it.
In 2015, their love for the game and for radio inspired Lee and Kwon to start their own baseball show. It's now one of the most downloaded Korean language sports podcasts.
시작해볼까요? 김원식과 이창훈의 주간 야구 왜?
It's called 주간 야구 왜, or Weekend Baseball Why.
1280만 불이라는 적지 않은 이적료를 주고 데려온 박병호를
They do a weekly wrap-up of what's going on in the Korean League and also in the MLB, like why the Minnesota Twins cut Korean slugger Byung-ho Park from their roster. The podcast lineup includes another blind baseball fan they drafted last year, Ko Jung-hyun. Ko tells me the show is not just three blind guys talking about baseball. He says we don't even tell our listeners that we're blind. They probably think we're just average amateur baseball fans. Kwon Soon-chul says he works hard to make the show sound as professional as possible. He does all the audio production himself using software that describes out loud what's on his laptop screen. In addition to the baseball podcast, Kwon hosts a show on adaptive technology, but he says he can't make a living just in broadcasting. All three blind podcasters work either full or part-time as masseurs. For decades, South Korean law has given the visually impaired the exclusive right to work in the massage business. Kwon says for many blind people here, it's still the only job they can get.
It's not like in the U.S., where the visually impaired have more employment options and can study for different careers. Here in Korea, there aren't many jobs for the blind other than massage. It's the job we're encouraged to pursue.
Kwon says he'd prefer to focus on radio, but he's glad he has massage to fall back on.
지금 여러분은 이창훈이 진행하는 주간 야구회와 함께하고 계십니다.
He and the other guys hope to keep the baseball podcast going for as long as they can, even though they're funding it with their own money. That includes paying for sports journalists to come on the show.
예전에 그런 국내 기자분들하고 같이
Ko Jung-hyun says these professional reporters are so surprised that some blind guys understand baseball and know how it's played. He adds that it's these moments when he feels the proudest about his passion for the game. For The World, Jason Strother, Seoul.
And we're out of here. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you all tomorrow.